Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Let's go to Paris now and reflect on a historic sporting evening. Donal Lenihan, good morning.
How are we doing, Brendan?
Donal, what a night, and the intensity of it. You were in the commentary box, and I'd say you must have felt like you put in a shift against the Springboks yourself, did you?
Yeah, certainly did. It was a massively emotional occasion. The build-up to this has been going on, if you like, for 3 months. But just the presence of so many Irish fans. Obviously, I've been working my way up from Bordeaux and Nantes for over the last 2 weeks. And the number of Irish fans out here is incredible. But Paris on Saturday morning was a sea of green. Because of issues around ticketing, people have been in the stadium about 2 hours before the match. So the atmosphere in the stadium was incredible, but the performance even more special on a fantastic night for Irish rugby. The only downside is you don't get any cup at the end of it.
Yeah. But again, no, we could be, I presume we could see that same match in the final, could we?
Absolutely. I think if you're going on form at the moment and you go the way the draw is going to work out, I think there's every chance that you could see these two together again. But I think, you know, both sides will have learned a huge amount. I mean, Ireland struggled for long periods in the first half. I mean, it was an incredible show of resilience and fortitude that they managed to get to half-time leading. So, you know, there's scope for improvement within the Irish setup as well. But, you know, what a way to announce your best performance in a long time in terms of beating the reigning world champions.
Yeah, and I presume as well, like, that no harm to have that shaky start and to have to tough it out, because I suppose it's easy if the momentum is with you all the time, but to have to come back from that, regather and stuff, that's what shows the real grit and character, isn't it?
It is, but that's exactly what Andy Farrell has been trying to engender in the squad for the past 2 years. I mean, he brought 42 players to New Zealand on a 5-match tour 18 months ago, and, you know, they lost the opening 2 games of that tour, yet they bounced back to beat New Zealand in a series. So, you know, he's been preparing for nights like that without getting too technical. The line-out is a huge part of Ireland's game, and when Ireland lost the opening 4 line-outs of the match, you could almost feel the collective groans in the stadium. So much so, I think Peter Armani finally won a line-out, Ireland's 5th, and the whole crowd stood up and applauded. So, you know, it was one of those nights where you just had to find another way to eke out a win.
Yeah, and come here, not to get too technical, but that, like, I think that was very noticeable about the line-out. What was going on there? Was that just scrappiness, nerves, what?
No, a collection of a lot of things. South Africa have the best defensive line in the game. Plus, it helps when you have about 4 fellas standing between 6'7" and 6'11". You also, I think, which was a factor, your 2 monster second rows in RG Snyman and John Klein were part of the Ireland, are part of the South African squad. Both of them came on in the second half. So I think they'd have a lot of insight knowledge. They train with the likes of Peter Armani and Tyke Byrne every day of the week down in Limerick.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a bit of inside information there. But look, I think Ireland will learn from that and be better for the experience.
Yeah, and listen, Ireland probably do with their week off now, or the kind of 2 weeks to the next game. Like, it was an intensely physical game, as we knew it would be, wasn't it?
Well, it was, you had to be there, really, to sense the physicality of it. You could almost hear the clashes despite 80,000 people in the stadium.
Yeah.
In terms of the, you know, we're in a horrible draw in terms of the way they, we've a very strong pool and the harder side in terms of the quarterfinals. But the one decent draw we've had is, you know, we've been able to build our way into the tournament with Romania and Tonga first, and having 2 weeks off now after that South African game could not be better timed, because they'll need 10 days to recover from a game like that. So hopefully, I know a lot of the players' families are out there getting a couple of days off. They can leave camp for 2 or 3 days and just relax and start gearing up for the Scotland game from Monday week.
Who stood out for you last night, Donal?
Oh, there was several. You go into the front row, and Andrew Porter played 74 minutes in the front row. And given, as you know, all the talk about the bomb squad, South Africa bringing on 7 forwards in the second half, for him to last up until the last 6 minutes of the game. Caitlin Doris again was outstanding. Johnny Sexton, 38 years of age. I mean, the punishment he took, he was clearly going to be targeted. At one stage, we thought he was gone. He took a bad stinger to the shoulder, yet he found a way back. I was watching him looking at the clock, 65, 66 minutes. He was cramping up badly off camera. So there was no way he was going to hit the 80 minutes. But, you know, brilliant to see a young Jack Crowley coming in. It wasn't even in the thoughts of Andy Farrell 12 months ago. You know, had the wherewithal to attempt a drop goal, even though it didn't come off with about 8 minutes to go. But Sexton is the spiritual leader of this side. He just never takes a backward step. There's a connection now with the crowd. He came out again 50 minutes before the game for a warm-up, and he's doing a lap in the field. And all the Irish fans, the minute they saw him, they stood up and clapped. And Johnny turned around and he clapped them back. You'd never see that type of interaction from Sexton before. Yeah. You know, he's on his last leg. Yeah. He's due to retire at the end of the World Cup. And you can see he's savouring every moment of this experience.
Yeah, and look, I think everyone is savouring it. It's a fantastic time. Let's hope it stays fine for us. Donal Lenihan, thank you very much.